We continued on, right past the beach, toward more glaciers. "How long have I been swimming?" I asked. 15 minutes, Barry said. I had swum a little more than half a mile. I looked up at the shore. If I turned left, I could make it in. I could reach the shore. The struggle could be over. But I wouldn't complete the mile. I had swum farther 2 days before, but I was tired now, and this was so much harder. I just didn't feel right. I couldn't figure out what the problem was. I kept talking to myself, coaching myself to keep going. Then I felt it. It was the water pressure, and it was increasing on my back. It meant there was a strong current behind me. I looked at the glaciers on shore, using the fixed points to gauge how fast the current was flowing. It was flowing at over a knot. I wondered if I would have enough strength to fight it when we turned around and headed back for the beach. It would cut my speed by half and could cause me to lose heat more rapidly. Barry and the crew in the Zodiacs couldn't feel what was happening. They had no idea we were moving into a risky area. If the current grew any stronger, it could cost us the swim. Barry motioned for me to swim past a peninsula and across a narrow channel. I lifted my head and pulled my hands directly under my chest to gain more lift, so I could look across the bay and see if we had any other options for landing. There were no alternatives. This made me very uncomfortable. Chances were good that there would be a strong current flowing into or out of the narrow bay, and if we got caught in that current, all would be lost. We started across the inlet, and within a moment I could feel that second current slamming into our right side at 2 knots, pushing us into the inlet. Without any explanation, I spun around, put my head down, dug my arms into the water, and crabbed into the current. I focused on repositioning myself so I could parallel shore again and head toward Naco Harbor. Barry knew I knew what I was doing. But the abrupt course change caught the Zodiac drivers by surprise. They scattered in different directions, trying to avoid ramming into each other and trying to catch up with me. The motor on the lead Zodiac on my left sputtered and stopped. The second Zodiac immediately pulled up beside me. I sprinted against the current. "How long have I been swimming?" 21 minutes, Barry said. He and all the crew were watching me intently, their faces filled with tension and concern. I put my head down, and something suddenly clicked. Maybe it was because I knew shore was within reach, or maybe because I got a second wind, I don't know. But I was finally swimming strongly, stretching out and moving fluidly. My arms and legs were as cold as the sea, but I felt the heat within my head and contained in my torso, and I thrilled to it, knowing my body had carried me to places no one else had been in only a bathing suit. I looked down into the water. It was a bright blue-gray, and so clear that it appeared as if I were swimming through air. The viscosity of the water was different, too. It was thicker than any I had ever swum in. It felt like I was swimming through gelato, and I got more push out of each arm stroke than I ever had before. I looked at the crew. They were leaning so far over the pontoons as if they were right there with me. I needed to let them know I was okay. I lifted my head, took a big breath, and shouted, "Barry, I'm swimming to Antarctica!" I saw the smiles, heard the cheers and laughs, and I felt their energy lift me. They were as thrilled as I was. I swam faster, extending my arms, pulling more strongly, reaching for the shores of Antarctica. Now I knew we were almost there. The crew was shouting warnings about ice. I swerved around 2 icebergs. Some chunks looked sharp, but I was too tired to care. I swam into whatever was in my path. It hurt, but all I wanted now was to finish. As we neared shore, I lifted my head and saw the other passengers from the Orlova in their bright red and yellow hats and parkas, tromping down the snowbanks, spreading their feet and arms wide for balance, racing to the water's edge to meet us. I lifted my foot and waved and saw my crew break into bigger smiles.